Jeff Rinaldo is joining us live on WBEN this morning, former Buffalo Police captain, now vice president of the Tarion Group. And, you know, we want to talk about a couple of things, Jeff. Let me start with this terrible story of the two-year-old who was shot yesterday morning on Lackawanna Avenue in Sloan. What went through your mind when you heard this?
Well, good morning. Absolutely tragic. I mean, first off, how does a two-year-old have any access to a firearm? How does somebody have an unsecured firearm inside of a house? It really is just a terrible story, and I hope that they're able to save the two-year-old. I hope that their injuries are not life-threatening, and clearly somebody needs to be held accountable for that.
You know, there's an investigation underway right now in Cheektowaga over this, obviously, to determine exactly what happened, who may have been involved. You've dealt with a lot of cases in your time working for Buffalo Police. Do you find that, because it's always, it seemed like it was always kind of a struggle to get the public to help out police in when there's a crime that happens, but do you find when there is a child involved that the public is more willing to help, that they are reaching out to police with any information they might have?
We do, or I should say, I did find that to be the case a lot of times. You know, there's a certain expectation that children are to be protected. And when we would have, you know, a gross case where a child was shot or killed, especially from a random event, most times the public came together and cooperated to the best of their ability. This sounds like a case where you know, there was some type of incident that happened inside of a house. So this should probably not be too difficult for the police to put together and, again, eventually hold somebody accountable for this.
Well, we're all hoping for the best for the two-year-old. Jeff, you know, we seem to be going from one festival to another. I mean, we're in the middle of July. The Italian festival is coming up later in the week. How important is a security plan when holding an event today?
Well, it's absolutely paramount. You know, as we've talked before, a lot of these events that occur on city streets, for instance, I just had the Taste of Buffalo last week. They're difficult, right? They're not controlled access points. You're not going through any type of security screening to enter the event. So you really have to have a comprehensive security plan, and you have to work hand in hand with your local law enforcement officers to ensure that there is a plan that in the event of something happening, whether it's a medical emergency or some type of unruly behavior or, God forbid, an active threat, that everybody understands who's responsible to do what and that there's enough resources to address that.
The security plan for a big event like the Italian Festival, where we know there's been a history of violence, especially later on at night, I mean, it really kind of goes under the microscope. Does that past history just lead to a heavier police presence around the event, or does it not matter much? Do you take each year as a brand new thing? How does it shape that security plan?
Well, I can tell you, I was heavily involved in the Italian Festival for almost 15 years, and that's exactly what we used to do. We would look at, you know, what happened the year before. We kind of were pretty good at figuring out what was causing some issues. We did in the past have to close down early just because too many kids, too many issues that were arising. But I think, you know, the new festival, the new organizers, you know, many of them have been part of that board for decades. They recognize what the issues are and you adjust, right? You shorten it. You get rid of some of the things that are attracting the younger kids and you adjust the times as necessary.
Zanetta Everhart on the Buffalo Common Council wants those 17 and under held accountable or be accompanied by an adult registered with a community organization if they attend one of these festivals. As a security expert and a former member of the Buffalo Police, is that realistic?
I understand where she's coming from, and I applaud the effort to do something, right? Everyone can just point fingers and say this doesn't work. At least she's trying to come up with a solution. The issue is, I don't know how you would enforce that. Again, for a public access event that's not inside of a controlled space, how would you manage that? And again, you don't want your security or your police trying to verify ages and things like that and not paying attention to the event itself. So great idea, but we got to come up with a plan then on how we would enforce it.
It seems like the only way that would work would be to kind of gate off the entire festival and have one or two access points that everybody would have to go through, show some form of ID, then you'd ensure everyone in there was above a certain age. I'm wondering if you can give us just an idea of how labor-intensive that would be for an event like the Italian Fest.
Well, I can tell you, rewind almost 10, 15 years ago, we looked at doing that. And number one, a public street is a public street. You really can't exclude residents and business owners from going to their homes. Number two, the cost of that between fencing and security is just overwhelming. And number three, nobody wants that look for a festival, right? These are supposed to be open air events where people can park a car, walk into the event, enjoy the vendors, and leave. And if you need to get to a point where these things have to become that secured, it's probably not worth having the event.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Rinaldo with the Tarian Group, former Buffalo Police Captain.